The Guardian.
You will hear testimony today. Hi, I'm Lenny Henry.
Hello, this is Christine Hamilton.
This is David Cameron.
Hello, I'm Cherie Blair.
I'm Jackie Degg from Page 3.
Well, greetings, this is Julian Marley, and you're listening to Radio 10, seeing...
Radio
10 on 9.99 AM.
Boy Christy, and I'm with Money Man Mike on Radio 10.
They don't think I'm crazy.
My favourite part of the course, I would say, was doing the show, the production management.
The one thing I have to say about the course is because I've actually enjoyed it. If you get someone to do something yeah, and they don't really like it, you're never going to get the full potential. Once someone likes something, you'll see the difference. I've actually enjoyed the course, so I think that's why I've worked much harder than I have before in anything else.
The best thing about the course was meeting all these guys, working with them, knowing so many people. Although I've been in the army and I've met lots of people, but working in prison with all these guys was fantastic and it's good.
I'm even willing to go out myself and then preach to people. I mean, the goodness of the course, how good it is.
Guns in the wrong hands, whether it is the police or criminals, cost lives.
Radio 10, adverts.
I'm Mr. Lonely, I have nobody for my own.
Come on, cheer up, I miss my family.
Remember, you can always get your loved ones to visit you whilst you're in here. Just send them a visiting order and you will never feel lonely again. For more information, contact your landing staff. The number to book your visit is 0208 874 4377. Good behaviour earns you extra visits.
Celine, have you heard of the Carrot Team?
Well, what can they do for me?
They can care for you and give you counselling, but the best thing is they can get you in contact with outside agencies and get you into residential rehabilitation.
I reckon I should see them.
What have you got to lose?
Off home then. That was a quick 3 months.
So we'll probably see you in a few weeks, if not sooner.
Not this time, mate.
You can be referred by any member of staff or put in the general application from your wing. They will come and assess you and what treatment they think you may need.
Save, just come out of E-Wing.
Yeah? Do we get banged up all day?
Nah, I got education, doing art GCSEs. I'm out all day and I get paid.
Yeah, sounds sweet. How can I go?
Here, take this application, fill it in and give it to a school.
Once a prison had a great education department for all prisoners, we have courses which will work around your ability. We have literacy, literacy, key skills like personal development. So why waste your time at Wadsworth? Get yourself a qualification and get paid.
My eyes have been opened to different career opportunities. I'm excited to obviously get out there, go to university and do things with my life. Anyone can go to university, I've always seen it as a snobby sort of, yeah, upper class people go to university.
No, it's not the police. It's Radio 10, trying to capture all this.
Hello and welcome to another instalment of Radio 10. Coming up on today's show we have keeping family relationships going whilst you're in prison. Some inmates tell us their stories. We announce the winners of last week's competition, set a brand new question, and we'll have more prizes for the winners. We have a package on bullying in prison, how it happens, and what the prison can do about it. Plus an investigation into the hardest habit to kick, drugs, in and out of prison. That's all coming up in this week's programme.
Radio 10, your music, your views, and your news.
I don't think people understand. Media is my life, and radio is my dream. But I'm here, hoping.
that one day, this dream will come true.
Now, I've always liked to think that I'm getting ever nearer to that higher consciousness. Psychiatrists like Sigmund Freud believe that dreams are the creation of our active brains and nothing else. I spoke to psychologist and theologian Kevin Deegan, who is a member of Wandsworth's Roman Catholic Chaplaincy team, and asked him to tell me the different types of dreams.
From gang leader to death row to nomination for Nobel Peace Prize. That is the story of Stanley Tookie Williams. His case caught the imagination of the public as he waited desperately for clemency in the last hours of his life. Do you think California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger should have let Tookie live? Our reporter, Tenkarang George, met up with some people in Wandsworth Prison to find out what they think about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the San Quentin Prison in California, Stanley Tookie Williams has been executed.
Recently, the teenager Anthony Walker was murdered in a racially motivated attack, and his parents were raped of his presence and love. In desperation to journey away from the past, Anthony's family made the difficult decision to forgive his killers and mourn without vengeance. His mother said, "Unforgiveness makes you a victim, and why should I be a victim?" Despite their loss, they have seen the importance to forgive, which plays a huge part within the meaning of life. But how did they find the strength? Why was it important to forgive so soon into the aftermath? Forgiveness can also be received. When you think of forgiveness, what comes to mind? More significantly, is forgiveness important in life?
I think forgiveness is one of the most important things you can do. I think if you forgive somebody, that makes you a stronger person.
My experience, and we're talking specifically about forgiveness, has been very personal in the sense that I was overwhelmed when my mother-in-law put on record that she forgives me for causing the death of her daughter, who was my wife. And even now, I still marvel at her marvellous capacity to forgive. In all honesty, I don't think I would have had that ability. Dumbstruck, I think, is the word. And I think for what I'd done to be forgiven, I certainly didn't think I deserved it. But even now, I will remain forever grateful to my mother-in-law. It's as important as much to the perpetrator of a convicted murder as it is to the people left behind, the people nearest and dearest to the victim. Because otherwise, not to forgive becomes a festering sore, constantly eating away at the soul. If you have this ability, it helps the victims as much as it does the perpetrator.
Roll up, it's time for the competition where you can win your freedom. No, I'm only kidding, but you can win a CD. And the title of this week's competition is...
Wandsworth Prison Service presents The Ministry of God. On Saturday and Sundays in the Chapel Arena we have the Roman Catholic Crew, the C of E Cartel, and the Methodist Mob, with live PAs from Reverend Russell, Father Bob, and special speakers. On Friday afternoons, Imam Hasim Azed presents Muslim Mayhem, featuring weekly teachings and daily prayers. For more information, contact the chaplain orderly on your wing. Alternatively, fill out an application and hand it in to an officer. Now.
Feel it coming and coming on. Come on. Feel it coming and coming on. Feel it coming and coming on.
It's a deal. It's a steal. It's the radio station of the century. Radio Wanna. Keep it locked.
Ever wondered what makes someone want to work in prison? I bet there's a few in the white shirt out there who ask themselves that question every week. Andrew Henry went out on the wings.
If you've ever written a poem or a story or you think you'd like to, write it down and post it in one of the red suggestion boxes on the wings.
Within the grounds of 12-foot walls and razor wire, my brother calls. Within the grounds of 12-foot walls and razor wire, another one falls. It's only when we're in the grounds of 12-foot walls and razor wire that we realise our downfalls. Is this what it takes to draw the breaks? Destruction and misery. That's not what I was born to make. Now equip to say that they discriminate. But how many of us really didn't? Partake. Stop and think. Reevaluate. Is the life that you're living a recipe for heartache?
Time now to chill out with music from an old inmate. Mark Williams was part of the Radio 101 team until he left a few months ago. Since he's been on the outside, he's been working in the radio business. He's had a show on Resonance FM, which we broadcast on Radio 101 a couple of weeks ago. He's also made an audio diary for a radio station on the outside. We'll be starting to broadcast that next week. But before he left Wandsworth, he told us about the kind of music that helped him through his sentence.
Hello. My name's Mark, and this is my music. The first song I'm going to pick today is called You Don't Know My Name by Alicia Keys. I like this song because it's an emotional song, it's well sung. She's a talented artist, and for me, it reminds me of tunes I used to listen to like, back to the 70s.
Could live life from the beginning again. I would've never done crime with the boys, and I would've been first in class and never last. I did every single subject hard till I passed. Well, I went to college for MBQs, couple degrees, top level GMVQs. I could've become a doctor, saving a life instead of watching them go by the guns and knives. Could've been a scientist in a lab making a medicine for the sick people. Over the world, I could've been a barrister, stating the fact that law resisting innocent until you're proven guilty. I could've become a social worker for the kids, teach them a better way. Could've definitely is. Could've been a prime minister. There'd be no more war, and if there was for my country, I'd finish and live again. Would you take or give again? Would you hate on your brothers or love them? Could you be a role model for the children? What would you do for the world if you could live again? Would you take or give again? Would you hate on your brothers or love them? Could you be a role model for the children? What would you do for the world?
Well, that's it from us for now. This program will be going out all this week. So if you've missed anything, you've got another chance to hear it. If you liked it, tell someone else to listen. If you didn't like it, tell us what you want to hear. We want to hear from you, prisoners, prison officers and workers. This is Wandsworth Radio Station, for the prison, by the prison. We're in it together.
Welcome to Radio 10. I'm Ellie, and in today's news... students from Wandsworth Prison have knuckled down in the radio production course and have graduated with flying colours. I spoke to some of the students to see what they had to say.
Can everyone listen, please? We're about to go.
The course was hard, but as a class we pulled together, worked together, and when the big day came, graduated together.
A BTEC National, a recognised qualification from the London Metropolitan University, and an additional City and Guilds in English Literacy and Key Skills Levels 1, 2 and 3 to boot. I have potential, it's evident from my work. Forgiveness has almost surely played a part in your life's existence. I will many more times before your demise. My guest today is London born and bred. He hosts an exciting magazine show based around London. Today I'll be speaking to Robert Elms about broadcasting and previous guests he has had on his show. We can do anything we set our minds to. We learn how to expand our mental developments within prison with the help of Radio for Development and the employment advisors available within Wandsworth Prison. It's never too late to find the joy of learning. For years we told ourselves that we would go back to college or uni, but we never found the time. Bigger the fools we were.
No man is an island. You don't have to stand alone. I am being held in prison, but that does not mean I'm being held back from learning, finding new skills that were lost and a will to express myself.
Our families are so proud of us.
My kids have turned tears of sorrow to tears of joy.
Oh, Dad!
When hearing what I have accomplished, and now I have the will to achieve anything I put my mind to. I am so delighted that Kingston University has offered me not one but two places on courses, me going to uni.
And now my class being nominated as one of many group winners of the Adult Learners Week Awards has come out of the blue. It's just an example of the value of learning in an environment where it's all too easy to vegetate.
So Radio 10 hopes that this will encourage anyone who is willing to commit to turning their life around. No matter how old you are, it's never too late to learn.
This is Radio 10 in Wandsworth Prison.
Ewing,
B-Wing,
C-Wing,
D-Wing,
E-Wing,
Onslaught.
Wherever you are, you're with Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Access denied. For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.